An assault by Taliban insurgents on the heart of Kabul's diplomatic and military enclave has ended this morning after 20 hours when security forces killed at the last of six attackers. Charles Collins has this report.
The insurgents had holed up in a multi-story building still under construction and launched their attack early on Tuesday afternoon, firing rockets towards the U.S. and other embassies and the headquarters of NATO-led foreign forces. At least nine people were killed and 23 wounded in the violence. The U.S. and British embassies and the NATO-led coalition said all their employees were safe. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton condemned the violence as cowardly.
The opposition violent extremists, the Taliban and their allies, engage in a constant effort to threaten and to undermine the peace and progress of the Afghan people.
Violence is at its worst since U.S.-backed Afghan forces toppled the Taliban government in late 2001, with high levels of foreign troop deaths and record civilian casualties. The assault was the second big attack in the city in less than a month after suicide bombers targeted the British Council headquarters in mid-August, killing nine people. The Taliban's seeming ability to strike at will in the most heavily defended part of Kabul suggested that they may have had help from rogue elements in the Afghan security forces. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen said enemies of Afghanistan were trying to disrupt the handing over of security responsibility to the Afghan people.
We are witnessing that the Taliban try to test transition, but they can't. Stop it. Transition is on track, and it will continue.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai condemned the attacks, saying they would not deter Afghan forces from taking full responsibility for security by the time international combat troops withdraw in 2014. I'm Charles Collins.